Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 171. Today, after doing Che's top 16 things in life last week, like we mentioned at the end of the show, this week we're going to pivot and do Nick's numbers, or 1 through 16 worst things in life.
So yeah.
Nick's bottom 16 things.
Things I hate, and I think we have a good diverse group of people that know me well and people that hardly know me.
Yeah, who hardly...
You're also not much of a hater, so I'm interested to see what this list looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had more trouble making the list, because I thought I wasn't a hater as well. We'll see how it goes.
KB is in Thailand for a three-month sojourn,
KB's
right?
KB's doing that three-month Thailand solo trip.
Yes. He'll be back eventually. Tommy's on the flight home from Fiji as we speak. We're doing a lot of Pacific Island, a lot of Pacific hopping.
Have we discussed as a group what we're going to do if Tommy comes back and he's looking hot?
He's definitely
those selfies he's sending. He looks like a piece of ass.
Looks good.
I know. And he has like that little idea of a goatee going on. And I DM'd him, very nice. And I was like, dude, you look legitimately hot.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, duh.
Yes.
Damn it.
I don't know what we're gonna do, but we have to put him on like the Robert Pattinson Twilight plan. Like, you're not allowed to go outside.
Yeah,
because once Tommy gets a tan, he's insufferable.
Yeah, like that. He had that.
Tommy is insufferable baseline.
True.
So KB's out. Che also is out. We do have Meek Phil in. We have Fights in. We have Kate, and we have Kate again. Kate again, first appearance on the bracket.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, except we did a dog walk together recently, and also I've been tweeting every time I see a Chargers fuck up on their offensive line now. I just sent it to Kate. I'm like, tell me what went wrong here.
Yeah, I'll be the guy for that. I'm fine with that.
But before we get to today's topic, let's talk about Game Time, our good friends over at Game Time. If you watch anything Barstool, you know everything there is to know about Game Time. NBA playoffs are here, and the only place to buy hard-to-get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, the lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets. Prices on the app automatically go down the closer it gets to tip-off, so you can save up to 60% when buying last-minute tickets. I just looked up tickets for the Knicks game coming up. Poor Meek. That was a tough one. As of right now, that last game, Meek was walking around the office saying, cats a pussy, all day. And it's like, yeah, they are. They're typically speaking, that
hello.
Is, yeah, they are. But you can find a Game Time ticket, a really good price right here, right now, just looking at the Game Time Picks feature. Basically, like right, this looks like borderline right in front of courtside. $1,000 to go see the Knicks when they come back to MSG. Or you can get ones like up in the stands at MSG, which again, no bad seats, which is the best part about it. $347 and the like upper echelon. I mean, those are great tickets for, again, playoff basketball. So what are you waiting for? Go get those Knicks tickets now, or don't, because they might lose. And that'd be you think they're going to win, right?
I think they win.
You think in five?
Not sure.
You sound confident, man.
Yeah.
I'm just so out of it.
Why?
It was a bad night, that's all.
What happened, brother?
But I was at the game, and it sucked.
Knicks lost, but the Mets won.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a plus. So take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. That's right. Okay, so our first matchup of the day, Nick's least favorite things in life. Should we say, I think that's a good way of putting it, least favorite, that way it's not as hating?
I'm fine hating.
Yes, Nick's most hated things in life.
Yeah, it's just shit I hate.
Starting out with the number 5 one, I like this one a lot. The cha-cha-cha kid during the birthday song. So, whoever, there's always one.
What's the cha-cha-cha?
Like, there's
happy
always one.
Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, there's always.
I don't run into that as often as the... how old are you now?
Are you one or are you two?
Are you two?
Well, I've never heard that
one.
That
because that makes
tough.
It so much longer.
Yeah.
You guys are aware of the Cha 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 Boy?
Yeah. Anyway.
They thought they were hilarious.
That's still a thing.
Is it still?
I'm going to kids' birthday parties now, and they are.
And there's a Cha 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 kid?
Cha Cha kid, and it's always accompanied by a finger point.
Whenever I have a child, if I ever do, and there's a Cha 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 kid in my house, gone. Jazzy Jeff out the door.
Well, is that guy worse, or the guy that tries to blow out the candles for the person's
birthday. It's oftentimes one and the same. Yeah. It's not your day, man.
No.
And it's not, especially the song.
Mm-hmm. It's a big time look at me move.
Oh, I hate it.
And the guy always screams it too, and it's dead silent because it's right between the verse. Like, it's like right between the happy birthday. And it's cha cha cha. It's so abrasive.
That's crazy that I don't really have a ton of experience with that.
The kid thinks he's a superstar.
Their eyes always dart around. Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing?
This also might be funny. A situation where it's like one of those, like, if you can't spot the asshole, you're the asshole.
You're the cha 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 guy?
I'm not, but like I'll say this. Because I hate the singing so much, I do like an intentional bad. It's not over the top, but I do like a happy birthday to you. Like,
so
that.
It blends in, though.
It blends in. Yeah. It blends. Yeah, no, people aren't looking at me, but I go very high.
And that's going up against the number 12 seed, an oddly specific one. Local newscasters that walk into Generations Pub in Wheeling, West Virginia, and think they are the second coming of Christ, and try to fuck your girlfriend on pierogi / trivia night.
Yeah. God. I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, that's a blanket one.
What's this guy's name? I need to see if he's hot or not.
I'll send him to you.
Okay.
It's a hypothetical.
Okay, sorry. It's hypothetical. Yeah. My bad. Let's see. Newscasters in West Virginia. So pierogi / trivia night?
Yeah, it just happened to fall on the same night. You could have all you could eat pierogies, General Tso's pierogies, and then answer some really, really what I've realized is easy trivia, but for the native West Virginians, it's some real brain busters.
Like what?
Who's the black star of Men in Black?
Come on. That's a real question?
I mean, it was that level. And I would just be like, okay, I'm crushing this.
Not to back up too much, but General Tso's pierogies?
That sounds kind of awesome. Pub. I recommend it. Pierogi night at Generations, the G spot, dude.
Pierogis are unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You're a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah.
Pierogi Mountain. Over Pittsburgh.
My grandma used to make them handmade and sautéed onions.
Yeah, Katie, that's an Eastern European ass name.
Are you
definitely
Polish?
I'm Croatian.
Okay. That's close enough. Yeah.
Beautiful coastline.
Yes, very much
that,
so.
That completely destroys the rest of Eastern Europe's attempt at a coastline.
Yeah, it just so makes funny. It all.
Yeah. Pierogi's great, though. But in a General Tso's combination, that sounds.
Yeah, I can't. I'm still trying to
like General Tso's chicken
in
inside of pierogi.
If you guys is that what it is?
It's General Tso's sauce on pierogies.
That's
still,
what I was thinking.
Still okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. If you guys ever want to feel like a Mensa member and like you're on the catwalk of the Victoria's Secret fashion show, go to Wheeling, West Virginia trivia night and just look around and then. Oh, you'll feel Kate. We gotta get you there.
I would be a six there.
Kate, you'd be like an 11. People would get nosebleeds looking at you.
I gotta move.
Their eyes coming like 10 feet out of their mouth, out of their fifth.
They
head.
Already are, dude.
That's from the fallout from last.
It's the nature of the. Yeah, it's the water supply.
Yeah, the contaminated water supply. Okay, so the local newscaster that tries to have sex with their girlfriend versus the cha 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 guy. We'll start with you, Fights.
This is the no-brainer. I mean, come on. I'm just picturing the perfect night. Just probably on my fourth or fifth General Tso's pierogi.
Yep.
Like starting to do a little footsie under the table. We got the wine setting in a little bit.
You're not having wine. You're having icy light mangoes, brother.
We're crushing trivia. I'm like, I'm getting laid tonight. And then the man who must not be named walks in. Yeah, that's got to be the worst thing that can happen to you.
He's in his suit.
He's in a suit? Oh, I missed that.
Dude, small town newscasters.
So one for the local newscaster, Meek.
Am I picking the worst thing or the winner?
Yeah,
which
worst
one you think is worse?
Which one I think is worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Probably a cha-cha-cha because there's multiple of those that exist, whereas this pierogi trivia guy, there's only like one guy in existence, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he's going to keep banging your girl.
There's only one of them, though.
You're fine with just one dude banging your girl?
You'll keep the number under three. I'm fine with that.
Well, I mean, cha-cha-cha guy, there's like hundreds, thousands.
That's true.
One of these dudes has his dick in your girlfriend's pussy.
Who says the cha-cha-cha one that doesn't?
It's a boy.
If your girl gets if your girl gets fucked by the cha-cha-cha guy. Yeah. So you're going to go with the cha-cha-cha guy, Nick?
I'm going cha-cha-cha kid as well. At a certain point, I start to feel bad for the small town newscaster. It's the cha-cha-cha kid. He thinks he's a fucking A-lister.
I'm trying to look through the list of the local weather guys. It might be Brendan McNamara.
No, not current. Not current.
As an old ex-meteorologist.
Yeah.
Okay. So two for cha-cha-cha guy. Kate.
I will say small town weatherman. Like any small town you've been to, the weatherman is the most eccentric of the news crew.
Uh-huh.
And he's like their wild card, their shining star.
He's the most famous person of every small town.
Yeah. But also, weathermen too are like the divas of the. Like I remember Philly had Glenn Hurricane Schwartz.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
A spinning bow tie, and he like fucked everyone.
Yeah.
I remember being at the zoo when he was there once, and everyone was like, "It's Glenn Hurricane Schwartz!" Like everybody. And so you're feeling special. You're having a good night at the bar, and then that
he walks in, and everybody like knows him, and he knows everybody knows him. For the record, this is not Darnell Foster. I fucking love Darnell Foster.
Not Darnell Foster.
Uh huh.
I'm looking at Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. I don't think he was fucking. It's like something about his face. This is an old man.
Oh, he was a hot commodity back in the day. But anyway, all that being said, I still gotta go cha 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 kid. Even if it happens to be my own kid.
But what if it's your kid's birthday? How mad would you be if another kid was stealing his thunder?
I would find out what allergy that kid had.
Oh, yeah. It's like a peanut.
Peanut butter. But yeah. No, but it's something about, you're right, the cha-cha-cha.
One for the cha-cha, or another one for the cha-cha-cha. Katie?
I'm going to go cha-cha kid as well, because being fortunate enough to go down to Wheeling for a bunch of baseball tournaments when I was a kid.
Oh, Beast of the East?
Yeah.
Did you ever win it all?
On the Will, on the Hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Yes. That's where I'm actually from.
Holy, you're from Bethlehem. That's what.
Yeah.
Nick from Bethlehem.
Yeah.
You know, seeing all the baseball moms there, it can't be. You're not picking the top of the crop, you know, for Wheeling women.
You saying we have ugly moms?
No.
A milfless town.
But I will take the trade off.
Footloose town, no milf.
He can fuck my girl if I can get more pierogies and more pierogies.
He doesn't work there, but I guess you're there.
But I'll make a deal with the cooks, and I'll say, hey, he can fuck my girl, but you just got to keep
there is even a number, like the best pussy, there is an equivalent amount of pierogies.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So if they can match that equivalent, he can fuck my girl.
Yeah,
but, I'm not saying I'm a cuck for a pierogi, but
that's
just,
fine.
Man,
that's fine.
But fucking cha-cha kid, you know, I'm just,
it's like the only good thing to come out of Poland is pierogies. Kielbasa is up there.
But yeah, kielbasa is solid.
Everything else is like cabbage based, though.
Yeah,
that's.
I had a Polish great grandmother, and we used to eat a lot of pierogies.
What's the Polish dessert? Punchki,
like babka, like stuff like that.
That's good.
We stuck with kielbasa pierogies. That's
kielbasa
it.
Pierogies.
Okay.
So we are all cha-cha kid. He's going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is this is so oddly specific. The certain part of the Houston logo, the University of Houston.
Yeah, the Houston University logo.
I'll send it in the chat so you guys can see it.
Them making the finals, just having to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kate, just show it to Kadig on your phone. But it's this very small section of the University of Houston logo.
That
doesn't
need to be red. That shouldn't be red.
Yeah, okay.
It is frustrating to look at.
What is that even?
I don't know. That's not a part of any letter.
Like, there's no diagonal in the H or the U. So
it's just there, man.
Like,
I don't understand either. And it is pissing me off the more I look at it. Mm-hmm. It, like, not in like a graphic design is my passion meme type thing. Just like, it is frustrating to look at. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. And I agree with you on this one. The bad reputation that meatloaf gets. I agree.
I think it should be a top tier food, man. And I think it's the name or like a cafeteria. You should be able to get that without shame. Just like, oh, meatloaf?
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It's the best.
When the ketchup gets a little crispy.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. But even like ordering, like if we went to a steakhouse and I ordered meatloaf, you'd clown me. Why?
It is good depending on where you get it. I think it's just like a frozen deep.
Poor people.
Is it poor?
It is a poor thing.
But why? Because of the name? Because
it's a loaf of meat.
Yeah, the name. Every meat is loaf of meat.
If you say, oh, I'm having bitch. Meat, no one's... Oh, what do you have for dinner tonight? Meat. It's like, no one's bagging an eye at that. Oh, what do you have for dinner tonight? Meat loaf. It's like, ugh.
If you said you're having meat for dinner, I would be a little bit like, well, what meat? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well,
just in a shape.
If you said you're having a loaf.
A certain shape of meat.
What are you having tonight? Loaf.
They need to change their name. They need a rebrand. And so does Houston. This is the battle of the rebrands.
And also, to add on to that, Meatloaf should have a better reputation because the singer was great.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah.
So if anything, it should have helped it, but it didn't. So, Katie, gear up first. That little section of the Houston logo versus Meatloaf's reputation.
I'm going to go with the Houston logo because I think it's just something that you don't need in the logo. And I fuck with Meatloaf. So, yeah, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, that's I think it's a school cafeteria thing, too. I think maybe that's part of it. Because, like, you might have, like, a burger one day, and the next day it's like, yeah, here's Meatloaf Day.
Yeah.
Like,
that's... Which is just a day-old burger.
See, but you guys are a part of the problem.
Yeah, well,
you should be celebrating Meatloaf.
I agree with you, because my mom made Meatloaf, and it was fantastic. But then when I would have it at a cafeteria, or if I had it frozen, like a Stouffer's or whatever, Meatloaf, it sucked. So,
but, like, the thing is, like, there are other cafeteria foods, and it doesn't ruin pizza.
You're correct.
It doesn't ruin turkey.
Although I'm very hesitant about square pizza because they would serve that like dog shit, like even worse than Elio square pizza in cafeterias. That and Bosco sticks.
Never liked Bosco sticks.
Really?
Never liked Bosco sticks.
Too bland.
What's a Bosco stick?
What's a Bosco stick?
It's like
red steak with
the color beige.
With the cheese in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like this.
Like a lightsaber of beige bread.
It's a cock. Gross. It's a cock.
It's a cock.
Yeah. It's a white cock.
Remember these from, I don't know if they had them. I mean, they had them in my school, so I figure that's not, it might just be a Northeast thing, but still. Anyway, so one vote for the Houston logo. Kate.
So I actually, hand up for pours, I recently made a meatloaf. And it was the Cracker Barrel recipe.
My God.
Guess how many sleeves of Ritz crackers get pounded into that thing?
How much you pounded into the loaf, Kate?
4 full sleeves of Ritz
crackers. A box?
Oh, that's like adding like sawdust. That's just to take up space.
And then I didn't have the right pan for it, so I just shaped it into like a giant football of meat and then covered it. And I was
you know, if you need money, you can ask Fiverr. He's not doing anything with it.
So that's true. I also, real quick, I want to clear myself. It's not Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. I was thinking of John Belaris. Pardon me, Glenn.
John Belaris. Okay. So
I just
want to
clear the name here when I send the picture. But I'm going to the Houston logo. How are you going to get that far? And nobody...
They've existed forever. Unless there's like some bullshit reason, like that's an arrow. That's a compass arrow that points to where Houston is in the state.
Yeah, that's Sam Houston used.
Get rid of it.
That really bothers, and especially like you have graphic design at your school, certainly.
And that's existed forever.
That be a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go because I secretly like meatloaf. I'm going to have to go with this.
Well, meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I think meatloaf gets a bad rep. I hate the reputation meatloaf gets.
Yes. So if you like meatloaf, you should vote for the meatloaf here, basically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes. He's not voting against meatloaf. He's voting against the reputation. The bad reputation.
I would like to retract.
Okay, thank you. I was very confused for a second.
That's on me. That's on me. Hand up. That's on me.
Barrel ketchup recipe.
Ketchup on the top of meatloaf is fucking incredible.
It is.
4 cups of sugar in it. That's like a glaze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go with the meatloaf.
Is sweated onions a part of meatloaf?
Sure, fuck it.
Yeah. I grew up with a nice sweated onion in there.
I'll tell you what, if they're not, they fucking should be, because that sounds delicious.
And brother.
Nick.
Yeah, it's the reputation meatloaf get. I think cafeterias ruined it.
Mm.
And like cartoons.
You know who fucks it up is grocery stores, buffets.
Oh,
they meatloaf. It's not good.
And they put like peas in it. That's where I don't like it. They put like weird shit in the meatloaf, like a buffet and stuff. And that I don't love. But just pure meatloaf, some onions like you were saying.
Homemade
great dish. Great dish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have 3 for meatloaf.
I have to say Houston because I did not know this problem existed until Nick brought it up. And now I can't look at Houston's logo without seeing it.
Meek, as a fellow puzzle piece, I can send you a lot more, brother.
I can
ruin your life, man.
I also was not aware, and it is very bothersome.
Yeah. I can't avoid it.
So the feeling I get is the same feeling when like I have really wrinkled socks on under my shoe and I spaz out. Like I can't help but... That's the only thing I can think about. Yeah. So them in the finals, they were in the finals, right?
Yeah, they lost to Florida.
Yeah, see, like, just having to see that so much.
Mm-hmm. So it's three meatloaf, one for the Houston logo.
This is a no brainer for me. This is meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. I have long said, I honestly got, I think it's like a very early KFC radio episode where I was like, guys, we got to talk about meatloaf. And I pitched a full rebrand of meatloaf. Not that I had the pitch ready, but I just said, we need to do a full rebrand for meatloaf because it's the fucking best food in the world and everyone thinks it's disgusting.
There are chop houses, there are chicken restaurants, there are steak houses. There should be a meatloaf house.
A
loaf house.
Well, no, see, well, I think we just ran into a problem right there, gentlemen. I think it's the loaf.
It's the loaf. It all comes back to the loaf,
so
John.
So we just got to drop the loaf. I don't know what we call it, but we got to get rid of the loaf, like an olive loaf, any kind of loaf. Just no, you're not interested in that.
Let's see, I'm seeing if I find a synonym for loaf. Because loaf also means
savory meatball. It's just in the wrong.
Loaf means to lie around, or it's oftentimes a euphemism for turd.
A meat log.
A meat log.
Meat log sounds better.
There we go, Kate. Kate's meat logs.
Girls are going out for meat logs.
Oh, God. My girl flew out to Miami for meat logs.
Like a meat chill doesn't work. A meat lounge doesn't work. Ugh.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Yeah, it's basically just loaf, kind of stuck with it. But you could just do the shape or something, but like,
it's stuck.
You know, it's weird. Loaf of bread is fine.
Yeah.
That's the only acceptable loaf.
You are true.
It's just fucking shame. Right. Also, like a loaf of pound cake. Great.
Loaf has to come first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
A loaf of meat? I mean,
that's still, it needs a whole rebrand top to bottom, and I think we might have to do it.
I was gonna say like a meatball, like a football, but that just exists already. So like, I don't know what you do. That's a really shame.
Invented meatballs.
Invented meatballs again. So now we have the nine versus. I'm assuming you went for the meatloaf. So nine versus the eight seed. The nine seed is people that say chapstick just makes your lips more chapped. Mm. You are a big chapstick person.
I'm a huge chapstick person, and like even if it is true, like. This is like my equivalent of like every time if like somebody was smoking a cigarette, that's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. It makes me feel good. All right. Like, and then every person that says it acts like they are the first person imparting that wisdom on me. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. Let me have plush ass lips, dude.
And you're a Burt's Bees stan, if I remember.
Hey, you know that'll actually make your lips more chapped. Fuck you. To death.
And that's going up against, this is one I resonate with a lot more, HBO Go's decision to rebrand to Max.
Yeah, HBO. Sorry for interrupting all this time.
Now you're really passionate.
This is your thing. This is your bracket.
It started as HBO Go, like a very known entity, HBO, very known, premier television, home box office even. Mm-hmm. And then they added a rhyming word, HBO Go, portable. You can watch it anywhere. That's perfect. And then they just gave it a dog name. Mm-hmm. Nah, fuck it. We're Max.
Yeah. And then they changed the branding on that multiple times. Now it's a black background instead of a purple background. Like, they just changed it.
They went to HBO Max, which was palatable at best. And then they dropped the most known. And it's like, that's like a very premier like television platform. And they cut it out.
It is the premier television. Like that is that means everything in television. Max means nothing.
Yeah. Max is nothing.
Yeah,
that's fucking Goofy's son.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Did they ever have like a press conference being like,
no, livid?
I think a lot of that stuff is like, you can probably know better than me, but I feel like it's always like to kind of fuck the talent.
I think part of it was because they merged with Discovery and they didn't want it to be like, because and all Discovery stuff is on Max. And so they didn't want to be like, oh, it's just HBO. It's also Discovery. So this is where you get HBO and Discovery stuff. So you get like whatever TLC and whatever bullshit.
That makes sense. I remember reading about how like a lot of shows they add a word to so they don't have to pay them for like season seven. It's like Justified City Primeval.
Yeah.
That's just season seven of Justified, but they call it Justified City Primeval. So now it's season one. And they don't have to pay them a season seven rate.
Gotcha. That's very scummy. It would make sense. So
what was that Charlie Sheen show? Anger Management?
Yeah.
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 First season had 10 episodes, and then the second season had 90 episodes.
No way.
Glenny Balls watched every one of them. I guarantee you that.
Dude, we were talking about Luther the other day, and that's the exact opposite, where Luther is 5 seasons, 20 episodes total.
Mm-hmm. Is that British?
Yeah, it's Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love that, which we talked about before. You got to watch Sherlock. Sherlock was such a good show.
I did one season of it. Mm-hmm. Same thing. But you know what turned me off? I think like season 2, I think is like 2 episodes. And yeah, I was like, never mind.
Yep, that checks out. So we are Nick's hatred of being told chapstick makes his lips more chapped versus the HBO rebrand. Start with you, Fights.
This is a very hard one because I personally have incredibly luscious lips that I never...
John, I know.
that I never put... chapstick on, and I do believe that, but I make a point to never fucking say it because I can't imagine how annoying that must be. I never ever say it. The other one, Max, I fucking hate, but for some reason it's not the most annoying rebrand, so I think it falls back. Twitter X still bothers me more.
It failed. No one calls it X.
Yeah, so like that, it's still the second worst rebrand, so I'll have to go with the
chapstick,
please.
One for the chapstick.
I'm going to go with the HBO rebrand just because I'm imagining having a conversation with someone, a relative that's like 60 plus, and it's like, oh, have you seen this? It's on Max. And then I'm going, who's Max?
Yeah.
And you just say, no, it used to be HBO. It's like, well, what was that? And then why'd they change that? And they had to have a whole conversation about why they had to do the rebrand. So I'm going to have to say the rebrand.
I like that, all stemming off a hypothetical conversation with a deaf grandma. So 1-1 right now, Nick.
Imagine if we got an email from Dave and he's just like, Barstool Sports is now Dustin. What?
We're no longer Barstool, we're just Sports.
Barstool Dustin does exist, though. He has to. He's an intern somewhere.
There's the one thing I really hate, bad branding, especially with something that like you've built this entire legacy and then you're just choosing not to use it.
But that's like Twitter got rid of the word tweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's now post. It's like it's post. You owned the fucking word that meant post online. And you were like, nah, never mind. I don't want it anymore.
Don't want it. But at least that changed hands. Like, I don't know. HBO still exists.
They had a merger, and that's it. Like, they merged with Discovery, and that was...
So I got to go the HBO Go to Max.
Yeah, so the HBO rebrand. Kate?
Yeah, HBO, to me, is synonymous with meatloaf, being poor. Like, that was the thing. Like, I knew it was good because we didn't have it. Like, we couldn't afford it. Yeah. And so I knew the stood on there. Other people would be talking about it, be like, someday I'm going to have HBO. It's like the Rolls Royce of whatever, and I don't know... Now we have, and is it on Max? Is it HBO, a separate thing? Blah, blah. It is confusing.
Very confusing.
To me, like, and I don't know if you'd resonate with this, Kate, it was HBO, and it was also like regular orthodontist appointments. Like,
yeah, those are two things. Too. Like,
my friend goes every month. I go like every 6 months to get it, get tuned up.
Yeah, that too. A little bit of both. But also, deep down inside, I don't say it, but I absolutely fucking hate chapstick, and I fully believe it in my whole heart. That it makes it worse. I have my Asian lip, grape lip balm right here, lip balm. I don't do chapstick because I do believe.
Well, yeah. Chapstick is lip balm.
It burns a little. There's something about it though. Even the cherry, even the other one, it smells bad. I hate everything about chapstick. I tried to force it for too long. So I am that person. I can't be annoyed by it. So I got to go.
I'm going to cut this up so it says I hate everything about chapstick. And then just cut the rest. I'm just going to post that clip later.
Chapstick.
Yeah, chapstick. I hate chapstick so much.
It makes your mouth chafe.
It doesn't
work.
Every
time you're using chapstick, I'm like, you know that's going to... You're only going to have to use it more.
Chapstick never works, this fucking thing.
Yeah, always, whatever.
Katie.
I'm going to go with HBO because I will never call a rebranding by its new name.
Never.
Never. Like, I will never call Twitter X. It's just... I will still say tweet and Twitter and things
going
like
that.
Going
to Nashville for the Houston Oilers game.
Yeah. I'm not, it's just, okay. but yeah, I will, yeah, I'd have to go with HBO because I'm always going to call it HBO. I'm never going to call it Max. So.
Yeah, I like that. So the HBO rebrand is going to move on. Now we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed. The 16 seed is, and I'm not sure if anyone else besides Nick here has it, although it is possible, having a gluten intolerance. Gluten intolerance, I feel for you. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. And that's going up against the number one seed, the 1,000th Pokemon. And I'm going to send the picture in the chat if you could show it to Kate. is it Golden Ego?
Golden Go.
Golden. Oh, Golden Go.
Gold. It's a golden. Dude, Pokemon is the most valuable franchise. It's huge. Everybody knows it. Your 1,000th Pokemon. Make it a dragon. Make it something grand. They made it the fucking the cinnamon stick from Cinnamon's Crunch.
Yeah.
What like?
What
you
is
only
he?
Get 1,000th Pokemon, and it's a golden Jamaican surfer.
What is the like? It looks like he has a coin purse. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he evolves from a coin. Oh. It doesn't. It was like it should be this grand, legendary, epic dragon, and they made it that, and you can't go back. That's one of those things you can't fix.
It's evolved from 1,000 Gimmigool coins.
Gimmigool, yes. Oh. You have to go to Gimmigool chests and get.
What right. attacks is like? What type is it?
They really, really fucked up.
Do you fuck with this one at all?
No. Meek?
I brought Meek. Meek
it doesn't
like,
even look like a Pokemon. Like that's
no.
It looks like a Digimon, kind of. You know what I mean?
And like you said, like if it's 1,000, like it should be a legendary Pokemon. It should have like its own
Meek.
Movie. Like
thank you, Meek.
This is just lame.
I actually have a Pokemon question while we're here. I don't think it would be possible for you guys to know this. I'm pretty sure I live next to a very important Pokemon Go spot.
Oh yeah, you live. I know this because I've stayed at your place strategically. You live at a gym.
Oh, you're in a Pokemon gym.
Do I really?
Yeah, your apartment's a gym, and there are raids that happen there. Legendary raids. You have crowds of people outside every once in a while.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I've caught some of my best. I got a. I forget.
Do I really? Are you fucking with me, or do I really?
No. I've gotten a few things at your place, dude. I've been like on your front stoop, knowing your home, and I didn't say shit.
And there's like an empty lot next door to me that people are and it's fenced off, and people are always like pressed up against it, like taking pictures of this empty lot, and I'm always like, what the fuck is going on in here? And when you said Pokemon, I was like, I bet that's what it is.
You live in a gym.
I live in a gym. No, I might have to get on Pokemon Go then.
Yeah, man, you'd be good fast. It'd be so easy for you.
Can you sell those Pokemon that you capture in Pokemon Go?
There are some people that try to sell them on eBay, and then you have to like
process.
It's complex and it's frowned upon in the community.
If I remember correctly, the Pokemon Go craze started the same time the Crazy Clowns thing happened, right?
Yes, 2016.
Right.
Yeah, like right around the same time, and people became afraid to go out to go Pokemon going because they thought that. The murder clowns were going to kill them.
Right.
Yeah. That was a weird year. So Golden Go versus having a gluten intolerance. And honestly, this is kind of a hard one.
No, it's not.
Starting with you, Kadic.
So, Nick, I haven't known you long.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you do this, but I really dislike when people make it their personality.
I do.
That... All right. Well, I went to college with a kid that, like, we couldn't go anywhere without him saying that, oh, I can't have this because of my gluten allergy. But it's just it added a lot of things I didn't want to at dinner, you know?
No, and it's fucked up because he chose that lifestyle.
But it's just like that's something that bothers me because I went 6 years with him at college.
No,
but,
I feel bad. I feel like a nuisance.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's you, but it's just
Kate has to antique me on the yak with a different flower.
No way, no.
No free flower just for him because the first time was regular, and he was like,
"I got so sick."
No way.
But I've had bad experiences with.
Of course, no. I feel like a nuisance. Nothing's ever happened to me.
But this is not about that. So I am going to go with the Pokemon because looking at it, not knowing much about Pokemon, but that's just they could have done a lot better with that, and it's terrible. But so I'm going to go with the Pokemon.
With the Pokemon, Kate.
Yeah, this Pokemon looks like Easy Mac is coming out with a juice.
Oh, it does!
Ooh, wow,
it's an Easy Mac juice box.
Yeah, it's an Easy Mac juice box logo. This
hey,
is
that like, is shockingly astute.
This is the Kool-Aid Man of Easy Mac somehow. But I gotta go with the gluten. Like that, it just sucks so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of person with no. If I knew, like I'll say it. Every night I eat a pint of ice cream, and every morning, like clockwork, I'm shitting my brains.
Yeah, yeah.
I will never stop. I'll never stop. I know it's bad for me. former smoker, like, I'm going to pick it up again soon, I'm sure.
Matter of time, you're a time bomb.
So, like, I knew if I had that, I would just be hurting myself all the time, and, like, I wouldn't be able to, it just sucks, that sucks.
I have a buddy like that who, like, gets happy when his wife goes away, because he's like, I'm just going to eat so much ice cream this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to make myself so sick. Wait. Yeah, I would
just
ruin, my life
just
would be
ruin
fucked.
The house with farts. Like, who gives a shit? Yeah.
So we are 1-1 then, because you're going for the gluten intolerance. Nick?
Maybe one day there is a cure for gluten intolerance for celiac disease. There's no cure for the 1,000th Pokemon. It exists. So I'm
can't
going
fix
with that.
It.
You can't fix it. The deed is done.
Would you trade your gluten intolerance with KB's inability to burp?
No, that seems miserable.
Yeah, that seems bad. Yeah.
It just causes him like pain.
Yeah. Like that feeling, like if you like drank a full like soda and like you couldn't burp, like that would kill me. Like,
yeah, it's just not sitting being in his stomach. Like he can't eat and drink at the same time, and I love doing those two things together. They're the best things to do together.
Does he get the feeling that he has to burp?
Yes.
Oh, that yeah.
He does case races.
Oh, yeah. I need everyone needs burps on case races.
Sometimes burps. Like, just feel really,
really good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
I think it sinks to, we were talking about this the other day. Burps are worse than farts. Smell wise?
I would rather smell a fart than a burp every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather smell shit than piss, though.
I don't have a strong enough sense of smell to have an opinion because never smelled a burp.
Yeah.
You never smelled a burp? Come on over here. No, because burps, you can smell like what the person ate, basically. Like, that's gross.
And it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. It's
but
like your
farts are poop.
Yeah, but fart smell is funny because they stink.
Yeah.
Burps reek.
Yes, correct. That's the best way to put it.
If you were on a date with a girl you really liked, which would be the one that like ruined it? A burp, or you wouldn't marry
a toot or a fart?
A little cute toot.
A little cute toot, I could do. But if she's like belching in my face, yeah, I don't think I could deal with that.
If she let out like a loud burp, it might be funny.
I don't know, man. It depends on how she is afterwards. If she's like turns red, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Or if she was just like, that was nasty.
I think I also think the ass eating trend of 5 years ago really ruined farts for me. Like I used to think they were funny, and now I hear like someone fart, I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, someone's gotta put their tongue up there. Mm-hmm. Like
Shannon Sharp. <yeah. laughs> I wish Clemmer was here for like the I can't do it.
That's pretty fucking good.
To be clear, I mean that for both sexes. I just don't ever hear women fart. Yes.
Thank you.
Do you ever see that clip from Eastbound and Down where it's Michael Pena doing it? Dude, it kills me every fucking time. The blooper reel. What's he say? It's like, how long have you known her? And he's like, I can't get his fart sound down at all. It's so good, though.
So good.
How long have you been with her? That was it. So 2-1 in favor of Golden Go. Meek.
I was just like going through like each like 100 like Pokemon, like where they are in a Pokedex. It's like number 1,000 should be a legendary Pokemon. It should be a Pokemon with their own movie where Ash is like, he cries or dies or whatever. And like it should be like a cinematic masterpiece. And it should be like a legendary Pokemon. It's like insane. This is
nobody gets me like you, brother. I swear to God.
This is literally like you said, Hawaiian Punch dipped in mac and cheese. Oh. Like.
Do you know what Pokemon 998 is?
I looked at it. It looks so much cooler.
Dude, it's sick. Baxcalibur.
Yeah. And it's ice dragon.
And it's a giant ice dragon with like rocks.
Godzilla.
Dude.
Yeah.
And then 999 is a fucking like coin. That's ridiculous. What an absolute fumble.
I have to go with the Pokemon just purely off of that. Like you said, like there can be a cure for gluten intolerance. There's no, you can't redo it thousands.
Too late.
Thank you, Meek.
Meek, at the risk of sounding foolish, are you a big Pokemon guy?
I kind of stopped after Nick knows I'm talking about Sinnoh region. That was like my last like experience.
Understandable.
Because
then it kind of just, it got like, they ran out of ideas for Pokemon, honestly. Like kind of just got like weirder.
In my head, I said it out loud like when I was playing one of the newer ones. I was like, this is kiddie shit. Like, go back to the other ones. I was like, wait, I was a kid.
Pokemon Red, this is exactly perfect for me.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
So it's going to be Golden Go, but.
What was the other one?
It was the gluten, having a gluten intolerance.
Oh, yeah. Nick, I got to have your back here. I feel so bad for people with gluten intolerance because I can't imagine, not even just the inability to eat good food. That sucks. But the way people treat you guys, is insane to me.
They treat me like I'm a dork.
I'm like, it's just a, like, I don't know. I don't like some foods. I can't eat some foods. They have different foods that they can't eat. And I also, I feel like people, my sister recently became it. And I feel like everyone always says, like, oh, like, well, good news. Like, you're going to get in good shape now. And I feel like that's like telling someone going to prison, like, you're going to get in good shape. Like, do you really think I'm going to be more fucking committed in there?
No, I'm like, eating quadruple the amount of potatoes I've ever had.
Like, because I've lost access to unbelievable things. I'm not, my life isn't getting better because of it. And also, I have a question for you. What used to happen to gluten intolerant people? I know it's a very recent thing.
Died?
Like, you died?
I think it was just like, oh, yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. Mm.
I've recently discovered some stuff about that. That I, my diet was so bad for so long that, like, I'm learning what, like, oh, this upsets my stomach means. Because I was like, this is what I felt like 24/7.
I just thought,
like,
it was normal. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, I'm really uncomfortable at all times. Like, but because
mine happened as soon as I turned 30. And I was just like, I guess this is 30, where I'm just like puking after every meal and wincing in pain.
Yeah. I'm constantly holding in a fart. Yeah, but yeah, gluten intolerance is way worse than that admittedly atrocious Pokemon.
I just found Pokemon 900 is Cleaver, which is a
That's a Scyther. It's a rock Scyther.
Dude, it has axes for hands. Like, how
Yeah, sure does.
Dude, they fucked this up so bad. It's crazy. So Golden Go is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew. It is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it will knock your socks off. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it. Get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you will receive your prescription within days. Their tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to your doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. They won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Shout out to the Commodores. That is the mission. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. We have a special offer for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code Bracket. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's promo code Bracket. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod. Shout out to Blue Chew. Okay, other half of the bracket, our first matchup is the number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed. The number 11 seed is the term try hard, which I like. That did get overused into the point where it is now frustrating.
Dude, I think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You could trying hard at something.
Yeah, I've said this before, but like, imagine being like, my fucking surgeon's such a tryhard. That's good, man. Like, yeah, I'm trying at my career.
People say that about like pro athletes in a game. It's like, oh, he's trying so hard. It's like, yeah, dude.
What a fucking tryhard.
that's his job.
That's a really nice thing to say to somebody.
I think the only time it's ever bad is like when you say someone's trying hard to be cool and that's it. And that's
if you say in a casual video game setting, it's like, oh, this dude's a tryhard. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to get my... trying to have a normal
my
game
KD
experience.
Up or do, yeah, yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm not trying to have an MLG experience on a Tuesday night. Like.
Yeah. So the term try hard going up against the number 6 seed, I like this one a lot. When brands or people post an image with the caption, caption this, which
yeah,
I
that's
do.
Your fucking job.
Yeah.
No.
It brands
like you're a social media person to post caption this?
Dude, brands specifically that does piss me off. Like it'll be Kraft mac and cheese with a bowl of mac and cheese being like, caption this. Like,
with like a crying face emoji.
Yeah, it's like I don't a tough one, man. I don't know. So when brands or people use the say caption this under pictures versus the term try hard.
I gotta do fishbowl, so can I just do mine first?
Yeah, you have
first. I just want to say caption this, it's the laziest thing you can fucking do or a caption contest.
You're a social
like,
guy,
yes.
Exactly.
Think of your own fucking caption and just be that. Like be creative. It's your job.
Thank you, Meek.
And that's all I have to say. So yeah. I'll be right back.
Gotcha. So fights.
Our parallels are eye opening.
He's saying he's giving one for the brand or people saying caption this fights.
But I'm sorry, I missed the other one.
People who use the term try hard, just the term try hard.
Right.
I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, this is a really hard one because I have a real connection with caption contests because. Early Barstool days when we didn't have anything, we would just throw up a picture and just put caption contest. But yes, it is very lazy. And I do think try hard is a compliment. So it's got to be caption contest.
Caption contest. Nick?
I think like resenting somebody just be like, especially like in our field, if somebody's making content, they're just like, that's such a try hard move. Like, okay, what do you yeah. want? Mm-hmm.
There is a line, like the phrase try hard does evoke like a certain image in my head, and it's not of a cool person.
No, it's not.
But most of the time they're referring to a person who's like trying to do well.
Yeah.
If somebody's trying to go out of their comfort zone and do something new, instantly they're a try hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like, what do you expect people to be, just be effortlessly good at everything at all times? It's the only way. Like,
yeah, without like attempting anything.
Yeah, ever. So you're going to go with the try hard?
I am.
One for the try hard, 2-1 right now. Kate?
Yeah, someone who, if I go over my 10-sentence quota on the Yak,
yeah.
my DMs become full of try hard.
Kill yourself, try hard.
Yeah, I'm trying hard.
Keep your job.
I'm really trying here.
Yeah, I get that a lot. So that's a little bit annoying.
Uh-uh.
You know who's a try hard? The people who earnestly answer the caption this.
Yes, that is true.
That's a great call. Right.
Yeah. That's who pisses me off, who I think is a try hard. Think they're real clever.
When you nut and she keeps sucking.
Yeah, all those guys. Yeah. Or the guys who just comment first. Yeah.
I got one. I got one for this.
When she changes her relationship status to single.
Yeah.
Oh. It still works, though. Like a caption this on it that will still get a ton of...
Unbelievable.
And then, like, the when you nut and she keeps sucking will have, like, 25,000.
Oh, it's a top-flagged one.
Yeah. It's more popular than anything I've ever done combined.
Yeah, I'm still going to have to go with try.
Yeah.
Maybe mama has a chip on her shoulder and some mental issues now, but I'm going to have to go with try hard.
So we are 2-2.
How dare her be brave.
Yeah.
2-2 right now. Katie, you're going to break it.
As someone that's either called someone a try hard or been called a try hard, like in middle school age, like at recess and things like that, I think I'm going to go with try hard. Mm-hmm. Because being called a try hard, and that at that age, you think you look at yourself and you're like, okay, maybe I am trying too hard, or like, is it not cool to like work hard or try hard?
It's such a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. It's two really good things.
But at that
trying age, and hard.
At that age, you kind of like look at yourself because you're so like self-conscious about what people think about you. So, yeah, that pisses me off. So I'm gonna go try hard.
I like the idea of like a defensive tackle trying to get around you. Like, come on, man! I have said that.
I'm like, dude, like in practice, like when we go up against a scout team, like they're not supposed to try as hard,
uh-huh.
but they're trying to get their way on the field.
Yeah,
yeah.
But making us look bad. So I'm like, dude, quit being a fucking tryhard. Like, dude. Chill out. Don't make me look bad just so you can try to get in the field. What the fuck are you doing?
You're like the antagonist of Rudy, man.
Yeah. I fucking hate. Yeah, that shit sucks. It pisses me off. But yeah.
So the term try hard is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is Monopoly, which I disagree. I like a good game of Monopoly. Specifically, more Monopoly Deal is very fun.
Well, that's a different game, Jack.
It is, but it is. You don't count it underneath the banner of Monopoly?
I hate that Monopoly is the first thing that comes into mind when people say board game. Mm. It's a horrible game. It's hardly a game. You know who's going to win in the second turn, and then you have 6 more hours of it.
True.
That's true. So Monopoly going up against number 14 seed, which is the Triangle Square apartment complex in Chicago.
Have you guys seen this?
I'll send a picture in the chat.
There's an apartment building in Chicago called Triangle Square. Fuck that. Triangle Square.
I don't know if this is right. I sent a picture in the chat. But I... Triangle.
No way. This is it?
Yeah.
Well, I will drive past it to self-docs to get home. And so I see Triangle Square every day. I'll have the best day at work, go home and see that ruined.
As a mom now, with my mom jokes, I'd say to the boys if I was in the car, let's circle Triangle Square.
They call it Triangle Square.
That is try hard, kind of, in its own way.
I guess so.
Yeah. So Triangle Square apartments versus...
see it, Kate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Triangle Square?
Yeah, I sent a picture.
It's a very nice apartment building.
Yeah, it kind of looks... it's frustrating to look at. It looks like two bridges laid on top of each other.
It kind of looks like a video game level in a Sega shooter.
Yeah.
Or maybe
It looks like a Tony Hawk level.
In N60. Yeah.
Like, everything's very skatable.
I definitely can go
everything
like...
is very skatable.
I can definitely go like 24-8 on this map.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Meek's fantasizing shooting up an actual...
No rush.
Triangle Square.
Triangle Scare.
Good. That's good.
Hey, you would be amazing at like New York Post headlines.
I think so.
Oh my god. So. Or like, do you remember Bossip when that was big?
I don't.
It was like the Black Gossip page, like, and they would have like the headlines.
Yeah, I remember Bossip.
Kate, you'd be great at Black Gossip.
Dude, their headlines were so fucking funny. It would be like, Shannon Sharp sucks succulent, like, suck. Like, it would be like the funniest headline you've ever read in your life for like the, a two sentence blog.
That was like Black Sports Online, too.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, BSO. Monopoly versus Triangle Square, starting with you, Katie.
I actually do like Monopoly.
No, you don't. You're lying to yourself. You don't know other board games. You're ignorant, and that's fine.
No, I like, sorry.
An apology accepted, dick.
It'd be kind of cool if he was just like a giant Settlers of Catan guy.
Not a fun game.
But I think there's worse games out there. I can't name them. But I
Monopoly, you're just going to be there forever sometimes.
Thank you, Mike.
Like, there's just no one.
I'm starting to get very afraid.
The game of life, you're like, you kind of know, have an idea of like what you want to do, like how long it'll take. Clue, you could probably find the person like pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like, Monopoly, people just get bored. That's how most games end.
And I don't think there's any lead changes in Monopoly. It's like the guy that's winning just wins.
Or if there are, it's usually just a person that loses first, just trades all their pieces to like someone just to help their buddy, just to fuck everything over.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever ends that game. They're like, that was nice.
Has everyone on this show played Monopoly?
Yeah,
like a full game.
Yeah.
Oh, I've played it several times.
I've like, you know, as a kid, sit around and fucked around, but I've never like played
on,
a game of Monopoly.
On Xbox, there was Monopoly Streets, and me and my friends would play
Monopoly Streets.
Me and my friends would play
you
it.
Play with in homies the... action figures, like instead of Thimble.
Early, it was on Xbox 360, so like early 2010s.
Every property's Martin Luther King.
During the summer, we'd be up to like 3, we had no jobs. During the summer, we'd be up till 3 a.m. playing Monopoly Streets.
I had the Lord of the Rings Monopoly set, which I wore that thing down. That was a good one.
I think, does every household in America have Monopoly?
We had it.
We had it. I would say it's pretty.
I don't like anything with like house rules. So you go somewhere else and like, we do it this way.
Yep. Yeah. Like the free parking thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Monopoly versus the Triangle Square Apartments. You're going for Triangle Square Apartments then, Kadek?
Yeah.
One for the Triangle Square Apartments. Wait, saying it's pissing me off.
I walked in late. What is it, Monopoly, that we're pissed at?
Nick does not like Monopoly. This is one of his least.
I hate Monopoly. It's too long.
So it's just the entire game of Monopoly.
And it's not fun, and I think games should be fun. That's just me, though.
Kate? That's just me, though.
I like Triangle Square.
Why do you...
silly, fun little thing, and I like that it
it's like a billion-dollar housing process, building, and made it a joke.
I think it's cute. I would like to live at Triangle Square. I think it's cute. I like it. Monopoly... my neighborhood, I was like the public school kid and all my neighbors were like really smart and went to like fancy private schools. And I know they were always cheating at Monopoly, but I was too dumb to be like, here's what you're doing. And it caused a lot of like, there was like a lot of childhood dramas around that fucking game that caused me a lot of strife. So yeah, some of my biggest childhood like friendship fights was probably over Monopoly. So I'm going to go Monopoly.
You know, with Monopoly as a more hated thing. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
So Monopoly, I can avoid. Triangle Square, I fucking can't. So I gotta go Triangle Square.
Two for Triangle Square, me.
I'm gonna say Monopoly, even though I've played it hundreds of times, just because, like I said, the game only ends when people get bored.
Yeah.
You don't feel satisfied when you win a game of Monopoly. It's like, oh, I just won the game of boredom.
You know what's weird is, and people have noticed this a lot, like Xbox used to have such like a decent sort of competitive advantage with PlayStation. Like back then, like you on Xbox, you could do like
party chat,
but you guys like watch Netflix movies together in like a party room. Like you could like play those board games and shit, and they just, I don't know what they just lost it. Microsoft really fucked up. So we are 2-2 right now. You're gonna break the tie.
I'm gonna break the tie. I believe I'm gonna go Monopoly. I've never played it because of this issue that it sucks. I'd like it to be better. And Triangle Square. I recently watched a documentary called Squaring the Circle, and I think that the fact that I liked that is in my head, and this doesn't bother me as much.
Oh, okay. Did you ever watch the McDonald's Monopoly thing documentary about the people who like cheated that?
No. I don't. It's very weird. I've watched the documentary because I don't like them. I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's kind of weird looking at the word is mono and poly in Monopoly, kind of antonyms of each other. I guess like a monogamous relationship versus poly. That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Just strange. It's an observation.
Interesting.
So 10 versus
wait, the isn't that just what Monopoly means? There's one
of all.
Yeah,
one many.
Well, yeah. No, you're. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had something there. Damn it.
I'm just looking at this orange and noticing it's orange. Yeah. That's pretty weird.
Damn it.
Has anybody ever thought about this?
One in many. So now you have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is, the hate of this so much. The Jennifer Lawrence pizza obsession phase. That was, if you were online at all during that period of Jennifer Lawrence when she was like the top dog in the world, it was the most. It was very frustrating. It was like the epic bacon.
She was an amazing actress, stunningly beautiful, just had won so many awards from Silver Linings Playbook, and she like pretended to be obsessed with pizza for like a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was picked, for some reason, I was picking Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Now.
Stay in your lane. There's only one room for pizza people.
Yeah. and she was like on top of the world again, like you were saying, like prestige actress, and she just wanted people to think that she was like a regular person so bad. And like so, like every interview, you'd be like, "Oh, how was the Oscars process?" Like, I just want to be at home eating pizza, you know. And it's like, yeah. "All right."
Like, red carpet interviews, they'd be like, "You're the most upcoming Hollywood starlet." She's just like, "I'm here for the pizza."
Yeah.
Shut up.
And then that's
you're so much. You're too good for that.
Exactly, and that's going up against the number 7 seed. This is a weird one. The smell of a freshly run dishwasher.
Yeah, it makes me gag. Makes me want to throw up.
Okay. I was going to say, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I like it.
You're up first. The hatred for the smell of a freshly run dishwasher versus the Jennifer Lawrence pizza phase.
It's got to be the Jennifer Lawrence pizza phase. As soon as you say Jennifer Lawrence, I picture this story. Google the story of comedian Catherine Blanford and her Jennifer Lawrence story. It is so goddamn funny. I'll give you the gist of it. She was dating a kid her senior year of high school. He got a modeling job. Came to New York for the summer, cheated on Catherine with another model. That model became Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
And she was like talking about being in college as Jennifer Lawrence was going through this exact phase where she's like, I was so sick. She wanted to be like America's sweetheart and it fucking infuriated me. So yeah, her America's sweetheart pizza phase was worse.
It was a tough one. And so now it's one for the J-Law pizza phase. Meek?
I'm going to have to go with a dishwasher because, like, the J-Law pizza phase, you can ignore it. Like, a dishwasher's, like, that's, like, everyday life. Like, it's disgusting. I know what Nick's talking about.
Thank you, Meek.
You guys.
But also, you got to disagree with me eventually, man.
you've been fully empathetic of everything you said.
Lockstep.
Yeah. Well, I do get called Down Syndrome Nick Tirani by these commenters, so it only makes sense. I agree with you on a lot of things.
Dude, you're like one cool pair of pants away from being just me.
they're 1-1 right now, Nick.
It's the dishwasher smell, and like it would make me like sick as a kid, and like my parents thought I was lying, and I still get sick, and like sometimes I'll throw up from the. Oh, I hate the smell of it, just like a just finished dishwasher. It's so hot.
The steam,
yes, and then sometimes the cups will still smell like it. So after like I like pre-rinse my cups before I use them for drink.
What is the smell? Can you can you tell it to us at all?
Like hot glass with the weird soap, and it doesn't sit well with me.
So we're talking about the same smell. Yeah.
Yes.
I know what you mean. I do. I'm not like sticking my head in the dishwasher, but I do. I walk by and I go, well, that's nice.
You ever see that? I think I saw it on Extreme Cheapsteaks. Like, people cook in their dishwasher.
I've heard about that. You can, like, sous vide in it.
Yeah, people, like, make lasagnas in their dishwasher.
Oh, I know. Lasagnas. Yeah.
I've seen dishwasher steaks.
Dishwasher steak, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. People make meatloaf in there.
Yeah. They should.
Yeah.
They really should.
So we are 2 for the dishwasher smell, 1 for the J-Law pizza phase. Kate?
It smells like if you ground up old food in the garbage disposal, put it in a pierogi and steamed those.
Yeah, full circle moment.
That is. And
you don't like it either.
I hate it.
Thank you.
All the little, I have two small kids. Have I talked about it yet? I'm a mom. Try hard ass over there. But anyway, there is like special soft little cups and bowls and stuff that I get, and you have to hand wash them because if you put them in the dishwasher, you can actually taste that smell.
Yes.
And the kids will start rejecting the stuff because it tastes like dishwasher.
Horrible.
So then you got to hand wash that. Yeah, no, it's like the grossest. I almost got
it. I'm of the firm belief that things that are clean shouldn't smell bad.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah. Mm. I end up getting the metal prison trays instead is what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Not the prison trays. Yeah, no, that smell is the worst.
It's going to win, McKadick.
I'm with fights on this. I don't mind the smell.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I didn't know it was a thing. That's why I checked to make sure it's the same smell we're talking about. I was like, yeah, that's it.
I don't mind it. So, and I don't know much about the Jennifer Lawrence shit, but I'll go with that just because I like the smell of a dishwasher.
Babe Kadick.
yeah.
So the dishwasher smell is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
Worst song of all time.
I'll play it. And then,
sorry.
What song is that?
Yeah, what song are you playing?
That's not it.
What song is that, Kate?
You make me complete. You make me come.
You stopped at come.
Are you referencing just another Lit song? Does anyone know a second Lit song?
Beat the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
You make me come song?
You make me come.
I do not know this song.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'll play it. I'll play it, then I'll cut it.
I've listened to this song.
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay.
I think it sucks.
So My Own Worst
Enemy. That's just another one?
Yeah, to be clear, Kate, you knew of a second Lit song?
You make me
come. There you have it.
Two Lit songs.
You make me come was, I mean.
Anyway.
No, I despise that song. I don't know if it's like, I don't know where it really stems from, but I despise it. I won't listen. I hate it.
For a long time, I thought that was a Blink-182 song.
I'm not picking this song because I think it was the birth of my fandom of punk rock.
Gotcha. Punk. So that's going up against the number 15 seed. The people that say, or just the phrase, I guess, the first few seasons are a bit of a slog, TV fans.
Oh, TV fans. You just got to get through the first few seasons.
Yeah.
First
few episodes, I get. But if you're saying I got to watch like two seasons of something before it gets good, I'm out. Respectfully.
Dude, Gooch, I've said this before. Gooch tried to get me into One Piece.
No.
And he was just like, episode 135 will blow your mind.
There's 2,000 episodes of that show. Like,
I'm not doing that.
You'd rather just hear, oh, it's a good series. Like, no other explanation. Yeah. Rather than,
just
oh,
why?
I'm not going to watch a show that's like the first season's a real slow burn. That means it's bad.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's a couple, like Parks and Rec, for example, their first season was like dog shit.
Yeah.
But then their second season is immediately great. Because they changed the format, right. But like,
I would just say skip the first season.
Yeah, exactly. So the first few seasons are slog. People versus My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Let's start with you, Kadick.
I think I'm going to go with the 15 seed because I hate when people explain a show like that. Like, I'd rather you just tell me, just don't fucking watch the show.
Don't watch the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't give me. Oh, it's just I'm not going to watch it.
The payoff.
Yeah, like if you tell me the first episode's unbelievable, I'm going to watch a show, but tell me it takes a couple seasons, I'm not fucking watching it.
Or so. Just tell me to watch it. Like, I don't need to watch it. Clearly you like it, so just say, hey, man, I like this show, you should watch it.
They want to feel like a warrior, like, I made it through.
Yeah.
Maybe you can.
I think it's also hedging, because that way if you're like, ah, I don't like these first few episodes, you could be like, well, I warned you.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. So one for the first few slow episodes or first few season slog person, Kate.
I'm just sitting here picturing that West Virginia weatherman railing your ex-girlfriend to that Lit song.
Yep, on beat.
Like on beat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I think it's a good car sing song when you get to the chorus. So I can't pick that one. I got to go with
the TV thing.
TV show. Yeah.
Two for the TV thing, Nick.
lit. I really dislike that song.
It's weird. I really would have imagined that's a song you'd like. I don't know why.
No. And that, see, people say that.
Makes it worse. So 2-1 in favor of the CV.
When I end up walking home later, I probably will be listening to that song. So I'll gladly be the one that picks the season. Oh, yeah, to get to the first few seasons.
First time you guys have separated.
Well, I like the song. It's like, oh, just gotta get to the first two seasons. You gotta get you 130 episodes just for it to get good. Like, no, I'm not watching it. I'll skip to the good ones. I don't care.
Meek is the more lit version of Nick Turaney. That's what we're learning here.
That's true.
Fights.
I am choosing the TV one. I'm leaving Lit Alone. I don't particularly care for it as a song, but I do think it was good as a kid. The TV thing is fucking insane to me. I hate people saying that, because most of the time too, it's just the fact that the show isn't a slog. Don't say that, because like it's like people like Breaking Bad is when people say it on. Mm-hmm. People be like, first few episodes are pretty slow. No, they're fucking not, dude. No, they're not. They're not slow. And if it is quote unquote slow, it's setting stuff up.
So you're getting exposition here.
It's important information that you fucking need. So just tell me to watch the show. Don't add an op-ed to it. Those people.
You're gonna say, oh, it's good.
Yeah, that's like, simple. Hey, I'm watching this show. I fucking like it.
Yeah.
Great, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm. Although sometimes that can go awry, like you recommending Paradise to Dave.
That was a problem.
And then the second episode was just like, whoa.
It was the second episode. I was like, I shouldn't have fucking said that.
Kind of reminds me of Nutty Professor.
The Nutty Professor. That's an all-time chair right there. That was, I fucking was dying out loud laughing for that. Anyway, for the TV person's going to move on. Now we can talk about our last sponsor of the day, DraftKings. The NBA 82 game grind is done, and now the real fun begins. The NBA playoffs are here, and it's time for high-stakes drama, clutch moments, jaw-dropping plays. We cannot wait. So if you're looking to make the playoffs more exciting, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered as the official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in games all the way through the finals, now is the time to back your favorite players and teams as they chase glory. All season long, DraftKings has been the go-to spot for NBA player props, and that doesn't stop now. May I want to make your playoff experience even more intense? Try placing a bet on your favorite player's performance. Will they drop 30 points, 40, or more? It's your call. Ready to place your first bet? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Lock in your bets, and let's make this playoff run unforgettable. Here's something special for our first-timers. New DraftKings customers, bet $5 to get $200 bonus bets instantly. Make it a playoff run to remember with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Shout out to our good friends over at DraftKings. So anyway, now we have the playoffs. First matchup is the reputation of Meatloaf being bad versus the Cha-Cha-Cha Kid. Starting with you, Fights.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf, it's going to be hard to get my vote away from Meatloaf. Meatloaf, I fucking love it.
Me too.
I think it's delicious. I think we should all eat it. Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. But if you went to a nice restaurant, you'd get made fun of for ordering that.
For sure.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
But I would. It's not on. Maybe that's honestly. Maybe that's just we need more exposure.
Yeah. Because
you don't find it on a lot of menus. If you start seeing it on menus, you start going, I could do a meatloaf.
Cool guys need to start eating hot chicks. James Bond needs to eat a meatloaf after he kills somebody. He needs,
like, Sweeney has to start serving
Sidney Sweeney needs to start eating meatloaf.
We are one vote for meatloaf.
I do think meatloaf gets a bad rap. I have to go with the Cha-Cha-Cha Kid because they're just so fucking annoying.
What
they don't realize how annoying they are.
What was a Meekville birthday party like?
My mom would always have a birthday party for me like a week before my actual birthday, because my birthday was December 22nd.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So did a lot of people lump your Christmas and birthday gifts together?
Yes.
A shame.
I'm the 20th, Meek. I'm the 20th.
Look at you, boy.
You understand it. So.
Yes, I do.
But I did. There were cha-cha-chas, and my grandma would be like, are you one? Are you two?
Yeah. Three?
And
yeah.
It's like, so I've gotten both of it. It is very annoying. I just want to like not deal with it.
We are 1-1 right now. Nick.
Do McDonald's parties like still exist? Like,
I'd hope, man.
They don't have a lot of play places anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
They're just iPads.
Have you ever seen one of those like the side by side of like what McDonald's used to look like?
Yeah,
and what it does now, and now it looks like a fucking modernistic bullshit.
It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not fun. It's like you're in like a corporate
very
office
sterile.
Or something. Yeah. Yes, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. 1-1, Nick.
I'm going cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-kid. I almost had one too many cha.
Yeah.
He, again, I know the exact, like, you know what type of adult that will be. Yeah. Like, it's done, like, for that guy.
Do they have similarities? Do they ever overlap in the Venn diagram with the Cookie Monster Pants people?
These guys are typically memorize movie quotes and say them aloud.
Borat guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of what other, like, look at me type behavior there is that people do.
I think Cookie Monster Kid would beat Cha 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 Kid's ass in like a la la.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah. Yeah, Cookie Monster Kids, they aren't going to parties. They're like, they're selling drugs.
They're
being yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
They're loitering.
Took from their mom's purse.
Yeah, they're big time loiterers, is a good way to put it, too. So two for Cha Cha Cha, one for Meatloaf, Kate.
Meatloaf. The more I'm sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, damn, I'm going to make it again this week. My mom makes a fucking great meatloaf.
I love the ketchup on it.
It's good. Mm. Yeah.
Kate, did you say you're throwing a glaze on yours when you're making them?
Buddy, it's a little bit of like soy sauce, a little bit of not Saskatchewan. What's the Worcestershire?
Now, can I ask you one more?
Robinson, Canada?
Yeah, they have a good sauce.
Worcestershire, I think, was the ones that conquered Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Kate, one more question.
Saskatoon. Yeah. That's
good as hell. Are you doing? Is this a Hello Fresh?
No, I mean, love Hello
Fresh. Is this a segue?
Oh no! Oh, it's just I used to. Fuck.
Meatloaf?
Yeah, I don't have HelloFresh anymore. But when I did, I did get the meatloaf all the time.
Mm. And it was probably great.
Guaranteed.
But it was,
you make that ketchup glaze, and then it like gets crispy.
The crispy ketchup. Mm. The best bite of the loaf.
You broil it a little bit.
Mm. I didn't realize that was I thought that was like a HelloFresh recipe. I didn't realize that was like a thing.
You're not going to believe this, but I think a lot of HelloFresh recipes are based off other recipes. Yeah.
It's good as hell, meatloaf.
So we're 2-2 right now. Katie, you're going to break it.
Yeah, I fuck with meatloaf hard. And I like putting the cold ketchup on top of the hot.
Yeah,
man,
buddy.
I'm a slut for
you're a little
meatloaf.
Freak. Yeah,
well, look at me. I'm a fat fuck that loves meatloaf.
I don't mean this in a mean way, but you know that Matilda scene with the kid,
Bruce,
the chocolate cake,
with meatloaf.
Yeah. Just slices of meatloaf
fresh out of the pokey.
I love meatloaf, man. This makes me want to.
I'm getting one tonight,
dude. I'm gonna try and make one. I'm gonna try and make one tonight.
Yeah, I gotta go meatloaf, man. It's just it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
meatloaf's gonna move on. Now we have the motherfucking Golden Go, the worst Pokemon of all time, versus the HBO rebrand. Starting with you, Kadic.
Wow,
it's a tough one.
Just because I'm not as well versed in Pokemon, and I fucking hate the rebranding. Like I said earlier, I'm going with HBO.
One for the HBO rebrand, Kate.
I gotta go, like, yeah, the Twitter rebrand's annoying, but I still use it. I'm still, there's a good enough show, people will still go to Max. There's no redo for the Pokemon 1000. Like, that is, I don't even follow Pokemon, and I was, like, shocked.
You're pissed off. You're pissed the fuck off.
What the hell? Like, it's like a laziness, like the UH logo. Like, what? How many people had to approve that before it came out? Blows my mind. Yeah, I'm pissed off.
And Pokemon 2000 is great. That's a funny and ironic part of it, too. Fantastic movie.
The movie?
Yeah, Pokemon 1000. Unless they made it bad on purpose to get buzz going for it, I don't know. But yeah, that pisses me off, Pokemon.
Mm. 1-1 right now, Nick.
Both of these are slaps in the face to the fans of global institutions. And that's, I think, what I hate the most. I think I speak for the people, man. But it's for the same exact reason Kate said. There's no going back on 1000. You did it. The big announcement, and that's who it was. A shame. Going Pokemon.
2-1 for Pokemon.
Golden Go. Not even. You could still say, you will watch on HBO Go, and people will know what you're saying. Golden Go, like, yeah, you already fucked up. It's over. It's done. Like, you gotta wait till Pokemon 2000 to have something people care about.
I mean, what Pokemon are we at now? Are we in the 1500s or something?
Probably.
All right, I gotta look at the Pokedex real quick.
There was a time in my life where, like, I had, like, the original, like, 150 memorized.
Oh yeah, like
you
now?
You still do. That left my brain. That knowledge got replaced by other
25.
Things.
25. So we are so far from 2000.
Oh, yeah, like I remember, like the Pokemon rap and it's like there's 150. Oh, you see. It's like I knew all of them.
Yeah.
Up until I was like 20.
That's such a good.
And
rap.
Then my mind got brainwashed.
That's a good rap.
Just
too.
Mets.
Yeah.
You got to remember Jason Bay's stats.
Exactly. Yeah. I had to replace information.
Poor Squirtle went out the window after that. So it's going to be Golden Go, but fights?
at the risk of upsetting our Pokemon friends, he looks like all the other Pokemon.
No, he doesn't.
He just looks dumb.
He doesn't look like a Pokemon.
I understand you're trying to hurt my feelings.
I mean, like,
that's you, but you sound stupid.
Do you think, like, that Pokemon looks like this?
But he looks like plenty of like other Pokemon. No. He looks like a million Pokemon.
What's a didgeridoo?
What's the what's the fucking?
He's being insulting on purpose. He's doing what our dads would do. No. Like, oh, you like
it's my mom calling every game system Nintendo.
That's Belichick going you face. I know it's not didgeridoo, but it's something like
if
that,
Hawaiian
right?
Punch had a lemonade flavor, that would be the guy on the bottle.
Yeah.
But it's like, you could do that. Like, what are the egg guys? The egg guys who look
Excalibur?
Dumb. No, the fucking, it's like three little, like,
Execute?
Execute. They all look dumb, guys. They all
look like Pokemon. They look like Pokemon, though. That does not look like a Pokemon.
This looks like a brand mascot. It doesn't look like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
In my head, I saw that and I was like, okay, it's. I don't know. It seems like I'm gathering here that like 1,000, like those big numbers, is a big release.
That's as big as it gets.
So they've done 500.
It's the
that's
1,000th Pokemon.
But is like the 500th
that's
Pokemon?
That's just such a milestone.
Was the 500th one big?
No.
Okay, so he's a regular ass Pokemon.
But you should have.
It should have been
huge.
1,000 is such a milestone.
That'd be a good like around the office questions, like brand character Pokemon.
Yeah. Voltorb was Pokemon 100. That's a good one. He self-destruct. That's a cool.
Skitty was 300 when I was looking.
Oh.
This was such a good reminder that fights is so much cooler than the regular.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Pokemon.
That's what gave it away.
I mean, like, I didn't play Pokemon, but I collected Pokemon cards. He looks like all of them.
Oh, John, but he doesn't. I think it's brand mascot versus Pokemon. There is a clear difference, I think, between the two.
I can see
this doesn't look like a creature. It looks like something meant to, I don't know. Kate was saying, sell Easy Mac and Cheese.
Beedoof looks like more looks of a Pokemon. It's a fucking beaver.
It looks like the mascot, like if Jamaica hosted the Olympics.
That is so accurate.
Yeah.
Yep. Or like for Red Stripe. If they had a special version of Gold Stripe.
That is very, very on point.
So Golden Go versus the reputation of Meatloaf. You're up.
Buddy, what do you fucking think?
One vote for Meatloaf.
Golden Go. I will stand on my ground. This is a worldwide thing. That fucked up. Like, Pokemon is played by worldwide. Meatloaf isn't eaten worldwide. No one in Japan is eating meatloaf.
That's probably true.
Tough to say.
They just call it something different. Everyone eats.
It's
the
not
same
called
thing.
Meatloaf. Then maybe it's light because
we
it's
eat
not
some
that.
Kind of pasta. We eat rice. And we eat
pierogies
meat.
Or dumplings are fucking like they're all the same.
Yeah, it's ravioli.
We can fix meatloaf. We can't fix Golden Go being the 1,000th Pokemon.
Yeah, it's kind of so 1-1 right now, Nick.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
You know I'm tailing my fucking brother, Phil.
Two to one in favor of Golden Go. Kate.
And now I'm thinking of like the underrepresentation of women in meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah.
No hot girls are eating. Like, I feel like it would be shameful for me as if I was like a cute girl to order meatloaf at dinner. That's not fair.
Yeah. No, right.
We got to start campaigning like women in STEM.
Hot women for meatloaf. I said hot women for Bernie.
Women in meat.
It's like those old celebrities. celebrity milk commercials, but it's hot women with like
meatloaf mustache. And like you're sexily licking it off.
Dude, can you imagine like let's get Jennifer Lawrence. She's looking for a new food. She's I like the hot ketchup and cold on top. You're like fucking general. J-Lo's got it.
I was just at home eating meatloaf.
But I gotta be here getting this award.
Yeah, meatloaf. You guys have me hype on meatloaf. Yeah. Pokemon thing.
So we are 2-2. Katie, you're gonna break it.
I think there's no question where I'm going.
That's my boy.
Oh, look at what you've done to Phil, man. Look at what you've done. Phil.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Pokemon numbers, like the cool ones, like Arceus is 493. He looks fucking sick.
Yeah, that's the god of Pokemon. Yeah. Give that 1,000.
Wait, what was the god of Pokemon's number?
493.
What the fuck? That's horrible. That's a terrible number. Jesus,
you
man.
You 493 is a cooler number than 500.
Yeah, but still, that sucks. So Meatloaf is going to move on the other into the finals. That is on the other side. Monopoly versus the tryhard guy. The first people say tryhard. So Monopoly, the board game, versus the people who call things tryhard. Kadick,
I'm going to go with tryhard because I like Monopoly.
You love that's right.
Pokemon.
You're the biggest Monopoly supporter here.
Tryhard, obviously.
Two for tryhard, Nick.
Monopoly, man. Board games are such an awesome world to dive into. They're so fun. So many different mechanics. And just the one that takes over is the worst one. Monopoly.
Monopoly, 2-1 in favor of the tryhard.
I know it's Nick, but I'm going to say Monopoly. Also because, I relate to calling people tryhards. I've played Call of Duty at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, and it's unemployed tryhards. Oh, you and Nicky Smokes.
Yeah. 2-2 right now.
Monopoly.
In Monopoly, that means Monopoly is going to move on the other side.
I'm going to stick with Monopoly. But the thing about tryhard is there's no comeback when it's like you're being a tryhard.
I
don't know how to fucking fight back to that. Because, you have me accurately pegged, but I feel like
there's
I'm doing it
there's a time
earnestly.
And place to insult someone for being a tryhard. There is a proper way to do it.
But when they do it in the wrong place, there's still no... I don't fucking know what to say to you right now.
Yeah.
It's the same with shrimp tits.
exactly the same. Monopoly's moving forward. On the top, we have... the TV person, that person that says you need to watch the first two seasons or a slog, going up against the smell of a fresh dishwasher that just finished up fights.
Two seasons slog.
The two season slog person, Meek.
Two seasons, because if you tell me I have to watch days worth of TV to get to something good, I'm not doing it. And I'm the person who doesn't watch any shows to begin with. So if you're telling me that I have to get through shit to get good, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I got to go buy a TV for this?
Yeah. you got to skip the first 40 games of the season.
I got to log into an account for this? Fuck.
Two for the TV person, Nick.
Dude, I think dishwasher smell is my one seed of hated.
Really?
I'm going dishwasher. Yeah, yeah.
I think your one seed of hated is Golden Go.
Well, I just put that was in order of how I thought.
Okay.
There was no rhyme or reason to the order. So, no, dishwasher smell, the worst.
One for the dishwasher smell. Kate.
Yeah, dishwasher smell. I can smell it as we're sitting here.
Yeah, it's making me gag.
Yeah, dishwasher smell.
Dishwasher smell. Kadick, you're going to break the tie again.
Go with my boys in New York.
Yeah.
Seasons.
The TV seasons person. So the TV seasons is going up against Monopoly to go into the finals. Kadick, you're up first.
Seasons.
One for the seasons, Kate.
Monopoly.
What?
Yeah.
Monopoly, 1-1. Nick?
Monopoly.
2-1 in favor of Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Monopoly. Oh, it's going to win, but.
Yeah, no, honestly, out of respect to Nick, I think I was going to go Monopoly on anything. Nick's the only person who's ever gotten me excited to play board games, so I trust his opinion on that.
There's so many other good board games.
There are a million good board games.
Monopoly's the most vanilla board game you could think of.
So, we have Monopoly to going up against the reputation of Meatloaf.
Whoa.
In the finals. This is a wowza. So we're going to start out with you, fights.
Meatloaf.
Yes!
The reputation of Meatloaf. One vote.
Have to stand on Monopoly. I know Meatloaf's going to win, but I have to stand on Monopoly. Just because it's the most vanilla game, board game you think of. It's like when you ask someone, what video games do you play? It's only play Fortnite, Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you don't try anything. You don't play any story
games. What's your favorite board game?
honestly, you don't need to answer that, Phil.
No, because I have to think in my head. Like, I do like Clue. I would play a lot.
Clue's fun.
Clue's fun. Scrabble, I liked. Game of Life, I liked.
You still like better. The Catans of the world, like the yeah. Those like
Game of Life's a good one.
Next time I'm out there, I'll bring some games. We'll play.
Hell yeah! Oh, and the only type of Monopoly I do like is Page Views.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, so the Page Views game that you can buy at the Barstool store.
That is the only form of that is a great board game. It's nothing like Monopoly.
Yeah, how could I possibly?
Do we still sell that?
No chance.
It's a great board game.
So you're 1-1 right now, Nick.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Philip, it was an honor. And I'm going to ride into this final battle with you. Monopoly.
Let's go.
Monopoly, 2 votes to 1 vote for Meatloaf. Kate.
It's obviously mashed potato, a snowy day.
There it is.
Potatoes. It's cold and rainy. You come inside, you smell the meatloaf. And I feel like we could start a movement here.
I agree.
I think we are at underground movement. The threshold right now. If we choose to step forward one more, the six of us could
we might
really
not like what we find.
Yeah, meatloaf.
Yes.
Meatloaf.
End it.
It's Kadic. It's
meatloaf.
Yeah. Meatloaf.
That's all right. I hate it too. I hate the reputation.
I'm like really excited that we all agree. Like fucking meatloaf's awesome, dude.
I haven't had it in so long.
Uh-huh. I think we might have to start like a meatloaf business or something. Oh. Like be the brand new. We're gonna bring it back.
Barstool
meat.
Hey,
we gotta get you one of those micro bikinis and just headland meatloaf.
Just slap me with.
Just disintegrates into a million pieces.
Yeah, those bars where you could take a shot of meatloaf, you smack them in the face.
So the winner of the bracket episode 171, Nick's most hated 16 things, is the reputation of meatloaf. Honestly, it's a well-deserved win for meatloaf. Yeah. And honestly, I think I'm going to make meatloaf tonight if I can help.
I 100% am.
I'm going to call.
Mark my words.
And get him to start doing.
We got to do meatloaf reviews.
That's actually what we need up. A meatloaf pizza. Okay, no, going too far. Reeling it back in.
I'm going to say it so I don't forget. Donnie has asked me to do what's for lunch. Doing meatloaf?
Meatloaf, yes.
It's going to be like, are you sure? But that's the episode. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah.